Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm okay. I just need a little help. I'd like to run some stuff by you and see what your thoughts are on it.
Okay. As I understand it, it wasn't your idea to call us. Your friend is sort of pushing you into it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
kind of have different views on things. But the deal is I've been working for this company for a few years, and the department that I specifically work in is pretty small, and it's like me and basically five other guys. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of hired on at the same time, and we've all kind of just gone up the ranks, you know, at the same level in our department. Until recently, I was promoted to a managerial position. And the deal is that I really don't feel that I'm deserving of it, because I can almost guarantee you that four of those five guys are more qualified than me. They're more tech savvy. They understand the company better. They're just definitely more qualified than I am for the position. And it kind of seems to me that I was just given the promotion because I'm female. You know, I'm the only female in the department. And there is word, going around that the company's kind of gotten some slack lately about not having females in higher positions, and it's a publicly traded company, so I kind of feel that that's why I got the promotion. So what I want to do is I want to go to my boss, and I kind of feel obligated to say, you know what, I don't feel qualified for this position. I want to give him a letter of saying that I'm going to step down, and I want to give him the names of maybe four other guys. You know, I think this guy's or this guy's qualified, and I feel like I should step down. And it's my friend who thinks that I'm absolutely nuts and she thinks I'm stupid and that I should not do this.
All right. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
I mean, isn't it possible that they could feel you're a better leader than those other people? Even though those other people are maybe more tech savvy or have the detail, they need somebody who can really lead the troops and be in a management type of position? I mean, maybe it's a personality thing more than it is a gender thing.
I mean, maybe so, but it just seems, I mean, if there's that few people in our department and I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility, but it's really tough for me to believe that because, I mean, these four guys are, you know, I go to them with questions. So for me to now be in a position to tell them what to do, it just doesn't make any sense, and I feel that I definitely feel that they're doing this just to make the company look better, and I don't feel that that's right.
Let's just say that's true. Let's just say your hunch is true, and they've given you this promotion because they have to show some kind of gender balance in management. Why not take advantage of the break? Maybe it's true. Maybe they did hire you for that reason. Do you think you can do the job?
Just suck it up.
And take advantage of the break.
And don't be so proper about it. Just enjoy it.
Isn't that why these things are set up?
I mean, I certainly could do that, but I just don't feel that that's right. I don't feel it's right. These other people are deserving of it, and I don't feel that I'm deserving. If I were deserving of it, sure, I would absolutely be grateful and step on up there and do it. But when you've got, four people next to you that deserve it,
Do you feel like you can't do the job?
No, I know that I can. I know that I could step in there and do it, but I know that these people deserve it. They work harder. They're more knowledgeable. It's not fair for me to be making, a bit more money than them.
You are overthinking this. I'm going to stop
you. You're being such a woman.
You're overthinking this because this is the difference between women in business and men in business. I'm generalizing because this is certainly not true of every man and every woman, but a guy would not care. If he got promoted, he would get in there and do the job he was asked to do and do it well and take the money. And,
you can do the same thing.
And there's plenty of people who have been promoted that may not be the most qualified, but you know what? The company thought that they were, and mm-hmm. they gave them the promotion. And I think that you are doing a disservice to yourself and a disservice to other women. I think this is internal sexism. I got to be honest with you. I think that you are thinking, well, it must be because I'm a woman and I can't do the job because these guys are more qualified than me and they're more talented than me. You know what? They'll be just fine because, you know what, there may be an opportunity for them to be promoted eventually. And there may be an opportunity for you to promote them eventually because since you work with them, you see their value. But the thing is, I think that if you resign, I think you're doing a women a tremendous disservice because very few women get promotions because they're women.
Mm-hmm. Here is Carol. She wants in on this. Hey, Carol, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. We're talking to Laura here, who just got a promotion at work, but she's looking around at some other guys, and she's like, they should have got the raise. They should have got the promotion. They're more qualified. So even though she got the promotion, she's thinking about resigning.
Yeah, I was calling just because I was kind of in a similar situation, and I actually kind of expressed to a few different people around the office that I was a little intimidated and I didn't really think that I was ready for the position, and so I didn't get the job, and now I'm a little disappointed.
So I think that the example she's saying is grab it. Here is Mike. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Good. What's going on? What's your advice for Laura?
What's going on?
I was given a call in about this this lady and her job, of course. I guess the way I'm looking at it is, you know, she's being very humble, very modest, you know, I think maybe even have a little bit of higher ethical standards than a lot of people would. I'm thinking if I was a guy in that position, possibly the other four guys she's referring to, I might not say a word because I'm thinking, all right, maybe I don't deserve this, but hey, I got a promotion. You know, maybe the fact that she has those morals or those standards, maybe that's something that her upper-ups saw in her, and maybe that's one of the reasons why she's getting the job. Mm-hmm.
If you were not close to good qualifying, point. They wouldn't even consider you. They
right.
have a
Agreed.
Business to run.
Right.
So you got to get out of your head. Melissa, what's your analogy about a woman's mind and a watch?
Oh, yeah, because a watch, when you look at it, is very simplistic. It's got, you know, the hour hand, the minute hand, maybe the second hand, but then you take that watch face off and there's all these little dials and everything turning and turning and turning, and that's a woman's mind. Like, our minds are always churning, but I guarantee mm-hmm. you, if there were five people in your offices, four women and one guy, and they promoted the guy, he's not going to think to himself, well, you know what, I probably only got this promotion because I'm a guy and I don't deserve yeah. it, so I'm just going to step down so one of these others
You're
can take
right.
it. I guarantee that wouldn't happen.
Women's mind is like a Rolex, dude's mind, swatch.
The problem, the risk that you're taking, like, I know it sounds like very, what's the word I'm looking for? Not ethical, but like upstanding or proper, or you're going to do something really cool and tell, your bosses that these are the people more qualified to do the job. The reality is you could go say that to your boss, and then your bosses could sit around and go, she doesn't have the confidence to be in the mm-hmm. office. We don't even want her as an employee.
Right.
You'd lose total respect.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
From everybody.
True, but here's the other thing that worries me is that these guys, I think it's pretty clear to everyone in the office that I feel that I got it because I'm a female, right? So what's going to happen after this? Right now I like my job and it's a happy environment, but what happens if these guys understand that and they get, you know, they get annoyed, and then, you know, what are going to be the repercussions between, you know, my colleagues now and me in that position?
I've got a Burt Show listener that wants to comment on the political side of what you're doing here, and she's going to tell you that it's really not a great idea politically, and there are a bunch of other Burt Show listeners that want to give you some very strong advice about this. Okay, so can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
Hold on. What are you going to say, Melissa?
Just shake the mic. I feel... I just think that, you know, when she says, what do I do? What do I do? You know what? You earn their respect, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't think they're irritated. You think they're irritated. But if they are, you take the promotion mm-hmm. and you earn their respect and it's all done.
The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Lori here, we're spending some time with because she's in her head, man. She just got this promotion at work and she's looking around the office and there are a couple of other dudes, like three or four other guys that she thinks are more qualified than she is to have this promotion. And ethically, she feels like it would be the right thing to do to go ahead and step down. Here is Lynn. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. You got some advice for Laura?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's definitely political job suicide right there. She decides to do that. She needs to do her homework before she steps forward.
This is just, you know, I was thinking about this during the break. Unthinkable, really, for a guy. Even if the dude knew he wasn't as qualified as the woman, we would see it as a break. And in business, sometimes you just get breaks. So what are you going to do with them? Are you going to take advantage of it? You're certainly not going to let it go. But Laura's thinking.
Well,
a lot.
Too much.
Yeah, way too much. And I think that you also, because I'm not convinced this is the reason you got the promotion in the first place. And secondly, even if you did, like Bert said, if that is the case, then you are going to ruin any chances of that company ever doing that again. Like if they're like, okay, we're going to give a woman a chance in management, you come in, you're like, well, I've resigned because I just don't know if I'm qualified enough. They're not going to do it again.
Right.
You know?
You get one shot at it.
Right. That's true.
TC, what's going on? You're on the Burt Show.
What's going on, people? How you doing?
What's going on, TC?
Hey, Laura, listen up, sister girl.
Here we go.
You are displaying all the qualities that a manager looks for in someone to help their business. Everything that you have just said about looking out for other people and the all the qualities that you're saying, girl, get your job and go do it. You know, stop overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that you're displaying and your personalities, if I was running the company, I'd hire you right now.
I think even a conversation with the person that gave you the promotion would be political suicide and start to plant doubt that they made the wrong decision.
Right.
Here is Becky. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, I have to say that this is the craziest thing I've heard, at least this week.
Wow.
You know, in today's economy, when people are struggling for jobs, you have an opportunity to not only get a raise, but to add to your resume. It would be crazy to turn that down and not give it a shot. There's too many people struggling out there. Take your chance.
I think what we need to start looking for is asking people to call up that actually agree with her, because everybody is saying the same thing, you know.
Has your friend told you the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. She's saying that I should take the position, I should step into it, and that I should look at it as, you know, I can learn those things, and if I don't feel that I'm, you know, technically up to par, then, you know, that I can learn those things. And she says, you know, that her big argument is the women and salaries, that we always have, you know, usually most of the time have a lower salary than men do. So she thinks this is a great opportunity, you know, to kind of raise the bar in that area.
Yeah, and this is why we don't make the same, because of what you're thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you flip the situation around, you would never march into your boss's office and say, I'm more qualified for you, therefore you should promote me to the job above you. Like, you just wouldn't do that because that's not your call. Just like it's not your call to quit and allow somebody else to take over your position.
Laura just got a promotion. She wants to give it up because she thinks that ethically it's not right. She thinks that she got the position just because she's a woman. And there are guys in the office that are more qualified that she feels might do a better job than she will. Here is Michael. Good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay, sir. How are you?
Great. About a year ago, I'm in a sales oriented job, and about a year ago, we actually had a person of our team that got promoted to a higher sales position, and she went to her supervisors and told them that she didn't think she was ready for it, and there would probably be more qualified people in the office.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give it to her. They never hired another female. And about 6 months after that, she got railroaded out.
Is that right?
I would not do that.
Wow.
I would not do that. A guy wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she would do
it. That's a lot to take in right there. And like Melissa was saying, I mean, the ramifications, now you got to start think of women everywhere. You're making this decision
sorry,
now for
yes,
women everywhere.
You got to step up. I mean, I'm just frustrated because I think that you are also disrespecting the people that gave you the promotion. You're assuming your bosses don't know any better. You're assuming your bosses just because, you know, you are, you know, XX chromosome, that you got this job and there's no other qualifications is the reason you got this management position. And I think Jen has said it. Other listeners have said it consistently. Look, you obviously may have the qualities that they see in a good manager. And being a good worker and a good manager are two completely different positions.
Here's Charlotte. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Scarlett, and yeah, I agree with Melissa. She needs to put on her big girl panties and ball up and do the job, because I'm embarrassed as a professional woman that she even is considering this. I'm absolutely embarrassed.
Are you embarrassed for her because you're a woman?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed that she's on the radio and that she's talking this way as a woman, because it's just making the rest of us look bad and probably suffering and potentially not getting promotions and raises because...
Well, I think everybody's coming down hard on her. First of all, she didn't want to come on the show and debate this. Her friend made her do it. You know, hopefully it will be a good thing for you, because you'll see, you know, how outraged everybody is, and you'll maybe, you know, change your mind on your decision to not take the position. But, I mean, I really do think you have to remember that, you know, good leaders are sometimes, you know, not even necessarily the most talented or the smartest people. And the most talented or the most smartest people don't make good leaders a lot of times, you know? I mean, you've got to realize they've recognized these leadership qualities in you, and it's okay for you to go to the expertise of some of the people on your staff and say, hey, you're really good at this. Can I have you work on this project? And you're going to be, you know, a diplomatic delegator and that kind of thing, and have all the pieces to the puzzle, but you've got leadership qualities that maybe those guys on the staff don't have.
And it could be a case where they're like, oh, you know what? We kill two birds with one stone in this. You make an excellent manager, just like Jen said, because you have the qualifications. Plus, added benefit, you're a woman. So they're like, you know what? This may be a great way for us as a company to be able to do both. It may not just be because you're a woman. And I can't believe that you're considering resigning.
Any of this help you out a little bit? I mean, it's very rare for us to find anybody right now that... Actually, I did find one call from somebody that agrees with you that you should step down. But the most of them are like, suck it up. Take the promotion. They hired you for a reason.
Step up. Get your money.
Step up. Right, Laura?
Right. All right.
Okay. Will you call us in a couple of days and let us know what you did?
I definitely will.
Definitely want to follow up with you. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. You're helpful.
Bye-bye. Hey, Matt, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I was going to agree with Laura.
Mm-hmm.
I got my job on the simple fact that I'm in a wheelchair. And every day that I go to work, I can look around and I'm like, I know these people are just sitting here thinking the only reason I'm here is because I'm in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So having a job or a promotion based on your own merit, I think, is far more important than just because of the way you were born.
Do you honestly think people think that? Or is that, again, your insecurity coming through?
It's probably just my insecurity, but, I mean, that's the way I feel, that everybody looks at me in the office.
Did you ever have thoughts at all about not taking the job or not taking a promotion because you're in a wheelchair?
Well, I turned down two jobs that I applied for, and I was in the final running for it. And I told them, you know, if I'm not doing this on my own merit, I don't want to do it just because your company needs disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 13 months out of college with no job, I was like, finally, I was like, screw it, I'm going to take it. And now, like I said, as soon as I got out there, that's how I feel. Every time I go to work, every time I do something, they're like, oh, do you need help with this? Do you need help with that? And, you know, the help's fine and stuff, but it's just I would feel much better if I got there on my own merit, not because I'm in a wheelchair.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you don't deal with your insecurity, you're always going to think that. Mm-hmm. You're never going to think that you got there because of your merit. And again, I think that it's like Bert said, sometimes there's a break. And if you're a part of any minority, whether it's handicapped, whether it's a, you know, female, which is not really a minority, you know, any subset of our society, then sometimes that is a break for the entire community. Whether you want to be a leader of a community or not, sometimes you're thrust upon that position and you have to take it and you have to flourish in it. And I'm telling you, if you're a good manager, if you're a good employee, all those things will wash away. Mm-hmm. People will not look at you anymore because they will see your merit.
The systems have been changed because women weren't getting hired and weren't getting promoted. Systems were changed because disabled people mm-hmm. weren't getting mm-hmm. jobs and weren't getting promoted. Same thing about minorities. So that's what these are set up for. They're set up for you to get the job and now go take advantage of it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Do it. And allow other people. And eventually we'll get to the place where people are, it's only about merit, and people will get used to seeing everybody of every color, handicapped, whoever, in these positions.
This merit-based world is going to suck.
But until then, you know, it's just take advantage of the opportunity and treat the people around you with respect.
You're on The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
We spent a good amount of time over the last couple of days talking. I started talking about Hayden and all about how soft I think he's sort of growing up. And I'm really nervous about when he goes back to school because he's undersized and he's not athletic and kids are starting to take his stuff away. And his mom and I had a conversation about this a couple of days ago. And I've just been really, really nervous that we're raising a soft kid. Melissa chimed in on this. Like Melissa was saying, if her dad was alive right now, things would be different.
I said, there's part of me that's kind of glad that dad's not around to see this right now because it is. I do agree that I think helicopter parents are causing kids to not be able to think for themselves. And I do think that there's a lot of kids that aren't tough enough. I mean, just in general, and it's boys and girls. I think girls need to be tough too.
I hate like when stories come out from schools that have decided that they're not going to grade kids anymore.
Ugh.
Because it mentally sets them back. You don't agree, Jen?
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. Okay.
I was trying to interpret what your face was there.
Yeah, I think kids should be able to be graded. I think there should be able to be winners and losers. And I think kids should be a little bit tougher these days.
Now, there are schools that have the, what do you call it? The progressive, they're like progressive schools. And that's the way it's always been.
Those are like the high schools or the schools that you don't have to wear shoes to. And
yeah,
stuff like that
type of deal. Which is one thing if you choose to send your child there. And that's what I don't like is when a typical school says we're no longer gonna grade in red pen because the red disturbs people, or we're no longer going to post. Like I remember
the honor roll one,
gym class, honor roll, tests, all that stuff. Like everybody would run to the hall. Drama. Did you make it in the play?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you make it on the team? Did you make it to the honor roll? You run down the hall and it's posted.
Yeah.
And they make announcements. Congratulations to the following five seniors who made it into the super honor roll.
Right.
Not anymore. Shut up.
There was a school, I can't remember how long ago it was, but they wanted to do away with public honor rolls because the five kids that made the honor roll, that was great for them. But the 245 that didn't, they thought that was mentally debilitating for those kids.
Well,
so they stopped doing honor rolls.
And how
made them
up.
Feel bad.
Made them feel bad. Suck it up.
How are you going to encourage effort and ambition if you don't have a goal to reach, you know?
We're going somewhere with all this, but it's just going to take us a second to get there. And another thing is like another thing are like ties. Like the leagues that don't keep score. Now, I can understand that in like the first or second year when you're like 3, 4, 5 years old and you're just starting soccer or what have you, and you're just getting the basics down. I get it. But like if you're like 10, 12, 13 years old and you're not keeping score, then you're not playing the damn game. Ties are for Europeans in soccer. That is not American. Learn how to deal with loss, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this story came out yesterday, and it's a story based here in Atlanta. Tyler Strickland is a 14-year-old at Twin Rivers Middle School. Good kid. He and his classmates were asked to participate in kind of like this souped-up version of T-ball for teens. They took a wooden bat. And they took a volleyball. They put the volleyball on a traffic cone during gym class. And they would hit the volleyball off of the cone with the bat, right? And it was sanctioned. I mean, it's not something that just the kids made up. I mean, the coaches were out there, and I guess it was teaching them how to hand-eye coordination. I'm not exactly sure what the drill was for. But the kids were playing this game, and I think they've been playing the game for years, right? Well, his parents say that the force of the bat against the ball caused Tyler to experience debilitating shoulder pain that later required surgery. And that does suck. That totally sucks. Mm-hmm. The medical reports say the student suffered 2 tendon tears.
Ouch.
And a partially dislocated shoulder. 3 staples were placed in his arm to attach his bicep muscles. Nobody can argue.
You tell that last sentence sucks. Right to Wendy, because yeah. She loves that
She's
stuff.
She's about to pass out.
Right here, Wendy. See,
yep.
The tendon thing? It's like just right off of the bone, right between the bone and the muscle, right here.
I'm not looking at either one of you guys.
He plucked it like a guitar.
Oh, God. what the hell is wrong with you?
The article goes on to say, I believe it was an idiotic thing to ask kids to do, says the teen's stepfather, Ken, who's a firefighter.
What?
Which I was really surprised by, because those guys generally are tough dudes.
Very tough.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a firefighter. He says, for any action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It would be just common sense that if you whack a volleyball as hard as you can, that bat's going to bounce back, and you're probably going to get hurt. Someone who has gone to college should know better. Gwinnett school officials didn't respond Tuesday to a list of questions on the game or whether they have been similar. He and his wife want the game stopped so that other students don't get hurt. Says the batting exercise is usually performed with a partially deflated volleyball to help players improve their swings, but his kid got hurt and he wants to make sure that the school no longer plays this game whatsoever. An official with the National Association of Sport and Physical Education said the game isn't listed among dangerous activities in group bans, such as dodgeball. That's another one. Bring it back.
That one's fun. It was so fun.
Dodgeball's dangerous, but yeah.
It's not even fun unless you get a concussion.
I know, but you get hurt in every sport, which I don't understand. Like, you play softball during PE, you run the track, you could fall down, you play football, you can break your wrist. I mean, there's a whole bunch of injury that comes with every single game. Hopscotch. I mean, maybe you're not good at balancing, you just fall over.
John Van Ryn was the kid who eventually blew off a bunch of his fingers with a Roman candle. So, but he was the kid, remember the parachute thing where you had the big thing?
Yeah.
He always ran into somebody. Like, he was always charging right into, like, knocking somebody over. Like, what, are you going to ban the parachute because you got one clumsy kid?
There was a time. Hold, listen to the old schooler for a second here. There was a time when you were playing kickball, and the only way to get the other dude out was, if he was going from first to second base to get him out, your job was to take the ball and nail him with it.
Hard.
Anywhere. Yes. Head, face, ears. It doesn't matter.
And in my day, we didn't use those foam balls. We used the red ones that left the little waffle look on your head.
Those big rubber balls, right?
And they don't use those anymore. You can't throw somebody out and
my youth is represented by 2 sounds. One, a beautiful kickball kick, my foot against that red rubber ball. Yes, sailing off in the distance. And then the other one.
And it wasn't a straight trajectory. It kind of curled a little bit.
Yes. And then the other sound was that same ball smashing into the side of my head, right over my ear. So it was almost like it was in my head.
Yeah, yes. It was echoing in your head.
You actually lost hearing for about 35 minutes after you got thwapped in the ear with that thing.
I threw the perfect pitch to Leanne Thurman, in softball. And this was in, I forgot what grade I was in, and she knocked that thing right back in my eye. I mean, right back in my eye. And it swelled shut, and I was in the office, and everybody that looked at me was like, ooh. And then Millie Pete came to get me, and I went to the office, and I had to see if I needed stitches and all this stuff. But I came back, and I was like, yeah, but you know what? That was the perfect pitch, even though it wasn't because she hit it. But whatever.
And your dad never called the school to say, ban whatever sport it was you were playing.
My parents never asked the school for the money back. They never said to ban softball from elementary school. It was just, I had a black eye.
Suck it up.
It happens.
Let your kids get hurt, man.
Exactly.
877-588-BERT, 877-588-2378. Hey, Art, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. Great, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I do have a comment on this, and I think it's one of the biggest problems we have in America today, trying to teach our kids that life is fair. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, you went out for baseball or you went out for football, and you weren't good enough to play, well, then you either got better or you didn't go out for baseball or football
mm-hmm.
no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly didn't hurt me, I got to tell you that.
Yeah, this we don't cut anybody if you try out for the team or mm-mm. everybody that rushes for the fraternity gets in. That's crap also.
That doesn't happen, does it?
I agree 100%. I think that the parents today are raising their children for failure because they don't know that in order to compete in this world, you either got to be the best or better than anybody else. And I just think it's an injustice to the youth today.
Wow. It promotes averageness rather than excellence.
I feel like that guy should have been on the phone with Bortz.
I know.
You're a great American.
I'm glad he's listening to us.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, we still play dodgeball. My school, I work at a private school in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And, they tell us not to, but we still do it anyway.
That's fantastic.
Who's they?
The principal, and I mean, they just give us guidelines to follow, and we just kind of follow them very, very loosely.
Right. A kid gets hurt. Learn how to deal with the pain. Now, it is, I mean, the 14-year-old's, his whole summer is ruined. I mean, that's bad. That's bad news,
that's
for sure.
That's a bad injury. It's an
odd
injury,
sucks.
Yeah.
But if one or two kids or three kids are getting hurt.
In the country.
I don't know the statistics.
No, but I'm saying, like, if 25 kids hit that volleyball off the tee and 10 of them had to go to the nurse's office because their shoulder was jacked up, then guess what? But if three, come on.
And I know it sounds callous, but used to, that guy would have, he'd be like, look at my sports injury, ladies. And, and he would, use it.
Used to be a badge. Scar used to be a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
It's an idiotic thing to start with, but picture a golf club and a volleyball. It's the same kind of, when you've got that much length trying to hit that kind of ball, especially if it's a little bit dead because it's deflated.
Yeah.
It's heavy. A volleyball is not light.
So what?
Especially.
So are you agreeing with the school to cancel
it's,
the?
It's a stupid. Scientifically, it is a stupid thing to do. Yeah. I mean, this is an example as to why it's a stupid thing. Is because the kid got so hurt.
Well, a kid can get hurt in any sport at all, though.
Yeah. Isn't scientific?
Have you had a shoulder injury that is painful as you know what?
Yes, I've had shoulders injuries. I got a knee injury right now.
Exactly. Joint-wise and tendon-wise, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah,
If this kid is like your child, undersized or under anything, athletics, never been out doing anything, it's a really stupid thing to do. It's just, it's not even a sport. It's just a stupid thing.
But couldn't the argument be made? Because I get the impression that you think it's a stupid thing to do.
No, there's a reason why a softball and a baseball are the size they are, because
but
you're hitting it at the bat. Anything bigger than that, it's just stupid.
Stupid, I know. What about football?
You're not hitting it with a stick.
You're charging in to people to crush them.
I think what Jeff is saying is if you look at sports generally, they're all pretty stupid.
You voluntarily go out for football. You don't. This is a class thing.
Couldn't the argument be made that a chin-up is stupid? Like, didn't we all have to do chin-ups in gym or climb the rope?
I was trying to pass that physical fitness test so I could get that certificate that I thought was going to get me a job in 30 years.
In our school, in
the
our
panic
gym,
when they would announce the presidential physical fitness test, yeah. I'm like, oh, man.
In our guys' gym, it was the wooden stakes that you'd put in the hole and you would use your upper body to walk to go up the wall.
Oh my god!
Those. Mm-hmm.
Whoa! I hate those.
Now the girls' gym didn't have that, and there's no way in hell I could do it. But I just remember the guys doing it, and I was so impressed because it's just your arms, and you just stick the sticks in the holes and go up the wall.
You know what I think I'd like to do after news here? I want to hear this. This is strictly, I think, going to be for guys, and I hope they call up. The stupid, dangerous games you made up as a kid. Because looking back at it, guys are engineers, scientific engineers when it comes to making up games. And it usually happens around the third, fourth week of summer vacation.
Okay.
Where you're done blowing stuff up and you're done putting things on fire or playing doorbell ditch or whatever. Guys make up games that when you look back at it now are so dangerous, like jump off the roof.
Roman candle fights where you shot Roman candles at each other.
Oh, but that's smart.
The problem with every story that we're going to get, just to warn the ladies, is the conversation is going to go like, all right, here's the deal. My buddy Bert and I, here's the game we think. We had to ride our dirt bikes as hard as we could to this ramp. We had to jump off the ramp and let go of our bike, and that would fall down, and we would jump on the hill on the side. Oh, wait. Then what would happen is while I was doing it, Bert was lying underneath underneath the ramp, and he had, oh, no, 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 I remember what it was. He wasn't underneath the ramp. He was behind a tree with a BB gun. So he was shooting at our bike because we got shot in the leg. That's right, and we wore shin guards. We wore shin guards on our leg because Bert was shooting at us, and oh, my God, okay, no, wait a minute. Then what we did, okay, so we were jumping off the ramp. Bert was on a skateboard with a BB gun.
So I think what we'll do is put a 30-second cap on it.
There we go.
This is The Bert Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, update from Jeremy here. Jeremy is a guy we spent a whole bunch of time with, and I mean, his family life is just destroyed right now. Mm-hmm. This is the guy that, I mean, this soap opera played out over days on The Bert Show a couple of weeks ago. He calls us up and he said, my sister tomorrow is marrying a guy that I used to date a couple of years ago. It's a complicated story, and we won't get into the whole thing now. It's up online. But he told her the day before her wedding about this guy, and it destroyed the family. He and his dad got into like a fist fight over the whole thing.
Because he was in the closet.
He was in the closet. Nobody knew, so he dropped this. He thought, look, I got to jump on this grenade here in order to save my sister, her future, because that's not going to work out. So he does, and it blows up in his face. Nobody's talking to him. The grandmother came down on him.
His mom wouldn't even look at him.
I mean, calling him nasty names. And they basically said, get out of Atlanta. Go back home to L.A. We can't even look at you right now. So we've been trying to get him on for an update because you guys have been emailing us so much about it. And this is the reason why he hasn't been on. It says, hey, Tracy, she's our producer. Sorry I've been MIA for the past few weeks. July is the start of the new academic year for residents and new doctors. So I've been really busy making sure the baby doctors don't kill anyone. I don't think I can join you on the show during this month because I'm on cross coverage. So I have clinic during the hours that the Bert Show is on in Atlanta because he's out in L.A.
Gotcha.
I don't know my schedule for August yet, but if you're still interested, then we can definitely follow up. I'm sorry if I can't be more help right now. Then the last paragraph is the quick update. Anyway, nothing has changed with my situation. Mm. I have not spoken or been spoken to by anyone in my family for almost a month now. Last week was my mother's birthday, and I sent her flowers as a gift. I then got a message from the florist in Atlanta saying that they had refused to accept the flowers.
No.
Oh, stop it.
And they returned the order.
Oh, that's awful.
Dot. Yep, from Jeremy. That's it.
Oh,
that's awful.
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's every gay person's biggest nightmare, and Jeremy's living it, you know? So.
Not really a surprise that there hasn't been much change in 4 weeks. Mm-mm. So maybe in August we'll give him a call, and maybe things have – I'm sure if something dramatic happens in his family, he'll email us with an update, but pretty standard stuff, I think, right about now, unfortunately,
Mm-hmm. It's The Bert Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.